Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with 3B Soap Reviews. Finally got my voice back, so this should probably be a lot easier to understand me this time around. We are actually airing tonight at 10 p.m. just due to the fact that I had some scheduling conflicts, and also the Daytime Emmys aired tonight, which we're going to talk about that. I want to go ahead and first start off by saying that if you have any interest in calling in, you're more than welcome to. The number is, it's a new one, so just go ahead and write this one down. It's 213-943-3387. And again, that guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. We're going to get right into Young and the Restless. We will do all the Daytime Emmy Award winner announcements in just a bit. I want to kind of talk about what happened this last week and what's going to be coming up in the following week. I said last week on our show that, you know, every single character, in my opinion, is written for a specific character to be kind of sort of an end game. And I've seen a lot of fans coming on Twitter and saying, hey, you know, this pairing could have been an end game. This pairing could have been an end game. But, you know, I agree to disagree. I think every single character is written in a certain way that they're supposed to end up with one specific character in the end of it all. And we all say, is there really an end to soaps? Probably not. But, you know, there's always been the debate about whether or not Billy should be with Phyllis or Billy should be with Victoria. And that's why we're going to go ahead and start talking about what's coming up on next week. This week was kind of crazy. You know, Billy and Kevin ended up getting the letters from Chloe stating that one of them would be Bella's father. And it ended up being that Kevin was the father, which was kind of boring. I thought it would be kind of saucier if Billy would have ended up being the father, but, you know, to each his own. And there may be somewhere down the line where we find out maybe she's not his daughter. Maybe Billy is. I don't really know. There, you know how soaps can be. So Paul had the paternity test done. We found out that Kevin was Bella's father, and it was a really sweet interaction with her on the playground, telling her, hey, I'm your dad, and, you know, I'm your real-life dad. I'm not just really adopting you. Like, we're actually related. And she was just kind of like, what? And, of course, these child actors are adorable anyway to watch on screen. And then we've kind of seen that Victoria is trying to have this relationship with Billy and let him know, hey, I want to be with you. I've decided that I really do want to move forward and figure this out. And then it seems like a little too late. Billy has decided that he's going to move on with Phyllis. And it was just so quick. One minute he's fighting, trying to get Victoria's attention, and the next minute she pushes him away one last time. He got fed up and ended up at Phyllis's apartment, and they slept together and decided they were going to start dating. I thought it was a little out of left field. Some people disagree, and that's fine. But that's why I've always said I think that this isn't an endgame type of situation. I think that another reason why I don't think that this is an endgame is because Phyllis has this daydream about telling Jack that she is with Billy. And he's kind of like, well, do I really have a choice in the matter? And then, of course, we find out that didn't really happen. And then moving on to Devon and Hillary are still doing their same song and dance of facing the end of their marriage and this and that, you know. And that's such a back and forth kind of a thing. And I know that frustrates the Devon fan base. You guys are just so tired of the back and the forth between the two of them, and I'm hoping eventually they're going to just decide with an end game there. And I think I'm going to be honest with you. I think Devon and Hillary are end game. I think they'll end up working it out, but we'll just have to see about that. And of course, Hillary and Mariah are never going to stop fighting, so we already know that. And then, of course, we have seen the whole interactions with Nikki and Victor after she found out that he had involvement in Chloe doing all the things that she did, and Nikki getting all vengeful and deciding she wanted nothing to do with him, yada, yada, yada. We've seen that a million times. And then Kane and his drama with Juliet, excuse me, and the reveal of his affair, which I think I've kind of said on Twitter, and some people have said that they agree, that it's a good possibility that they really never even slept together, that maybe she's just saying this to have leverage over him. I'm not 100% sure about that. That's just kind of a crazy theory. And then, of course, you know, Jack has to interact and you know, interject with the Nikki and Victor drama because he's always been that friend for Nikki. And I've never really understood why they've never just put them together. But again, I still think that Jack and Phyllis are going to end up together. So, moving on to what's going to be coming up. Ashley and Jack's mother is going to be back in town. That should be a lot of fun. And then Victoria is going to have a very negative reaction to Billy and Phyllis's affair, their relationship, whatever you want to call it. She's not going to give up. She's going to continue to fight and hopefully get the man, but we'll just have to see about it. I'm thinking definitely that he's going to, from the way that it looks in the previews and from what I've read in spoilers, that he's not over Victoria and he's not probably ever going to be, and that's more than likely why Phyllis and Billy will not last. It was just too quick. Like I said, you can't have something happen that quick and then it last. So, like I said, she's going to continue to fight for Billy, and then Hillary is going to obviously show some jealousy where Devon and Mariah's relationship is concerned. I'm more excited about seeing Victor and Chloe finally having some interactions, finding her and giving her an ultimatum and letting her know that she doesn't really have a choice. And I'm really excited to see that. And also, Abby taking over as CEO at Newman Enterprises, obviously. She's been wanting this position for a long time, and she's going to obviously do everything she can to prove to her father that she's worthy of this position. But she's had her suspicions as to why he put her in the position in the first place. And we all know why, because he's just trying to make a statement to Nikki and get out of harm's way and go and take care of the situation with Chloe. Now, there's been a lot of rumors about Michael returning the role of Adam Newman, but people have gone on Twitter and asked him straightforward, you know, are they going to let you come back? And he says, well, you know, tweet to these people and, you know, be nice about it, but let them know how you feel and we'll see what happens. For it to get back on the show ever since they let him go, you know, for obvious reasons. I mean, you don't want to be let go on those kind of terms. But I'm okay with a recast because obviously Justin's probably not going to return to the role because he's so busy with This Is Us and other things that he's inked some other deals with some other things. But I don't think he's ever going to come back to that role, which is disappointing because he really did that role justice. I just really didn't prefer Michael in that role. But if for any reason that they put him in back into that role, I know a lot of people are gonna like that. And also, Lauren having, you know, an interesting reaction to Scott dating Sharon, which a lot of people are completely on board with this. We saw Scott interacting with a lot of different women in Genoa City. We saw him interacting with Phyllis and with Chloe, and then even a little bit with Mariah and Abby, and then now Sharon. Obviously, we saw Will make out agreed that that was a one-time thing, and they don't need to do that again. And so now that Scott has started dating Sharon, I can't wait to see Lauren's reaction. And all of these things, you know, Victor trying to come back into good graces and, you know, Nick and everything, the Victoria and the Billy thing, all of these things are in May sweeps. So May sweeps is going to be pretty good. I think we're up for some pretty big surprises. And I think that eventually, again, speaking about the Kane affair, I think that that's going to end up being revealed during May sweeps. That's my theory at this point. So we're going to move on to announcing the Daytime Emmy Award winners. So let's start from the top, shall we? We have Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series. Our very own Steve Burton ended up winning that. I'm so proud of him. He absolutely rocks the role of Dylan, and I wish that they would bring him back because he is just amazing. But I know that he wanted to move on and do other things, and I completely understand him. So, And then we're moving on to Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. Kate Massey actually won that. She's part of Days of Our Lives. For those of you that don't watch Days of Our Lives, she ended up playing Abigail Devereaux. She left the role, and it was reprised by Marcy Miller, and she's fabulous as well. I hope that she ends up getting a nomination because she's great too. Outstanding Younger Actor in a Drama Series, Brian Craig of General Hospital. Congratulations. Outstanding Younger Actress in a Drama Series, Lexi Ainsworth of General Hospital. General Hospital, this was your year. Let's just put it out there. You did a good thing. And, you know, so many people have asked me to watch General Hospital, and I just don't. My dad actually used to love General Hospital. He liked Luke and Laura. Who didn't? And then, of course, we had Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, and that was Scott Clifton of The Bold and the Beautiful. Congratulations. Another member of the CBS family. And then, of course, last but not least, my girl, Gina Tognoni, won for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series for Young and the Restless as her role of Phyllis Summers. You know, I've said it a million times, and I'm going to say it again. I really like Michelle Stafford. I really do. And she was with Young and the Restless for 16 years, and it rocked the boat whenever everybody said that she was going to be leaving and a recast was coming. So a lot of people had their doubts, but I have no doubts about Gina. She is perfect in that role, and she's beautiful, and she's smart, and she brings this depth to that character that I've just never seen in a character before. So I am so proud of you. It's crazy. And then, of course, the Outstanding Drama Series General Hospital took it. Rock on. And I was like, daggone, y'all. That's crazy. And then, of course, we have some other non-soap-related winners. We can always go down the list and talk about that. Good Morning America won for Outstanding Morning Program. The Talk won for Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show Host. I really like The Talk. Actually, and I see that Wendy Williams was also nominated as well, and I enjoy her. She's hilarious. Outstanding Game Show was Jeopardy. I love Jeopardy. I always, always get it wrong. No, not always. Let's be fair to myself here. Those have been some good shows. Celebrity Name Game, Family Feud, Let's Make a Deal, and The Price is Right. That was The Price is Right was my thing to watch when I was home from school. I love that. That and Maury and Steve Wilkos, and I'm just going to stop talking about that. Okay, and then Outstanding Informative Talk Show, The Dr. Oz Show. Meh. I don't agree with that, but that's just me. Outstanding Informative Talk Show Host was Steve Harvey. He's hilarious. And then Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show, we had The Ellen DeGeneres Show, the best. Oh, my gosh. I love her so much. And then Steve Harvey Family Feud won Outstanding Game Show Host. And then Entertainment Tonight won Outstanding Entertainment News Program. And they were up against Access Hollywood, E! News, Extra, and Inside Edition. You know, I watch all of these. Extra kind of went down a different path. So I kind of got uninterested. Is that the right way to say that? And then E! News, I like them too. But Entertainment Tonight's classic. And Mary Hart ended up getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm so proud of her. And then, let's see what else. We've got the Outstanding Culinary Program, Eat the World with Emeril Lagasse. That's on Amazon. I love Emeril Lagasse. That's one of my most fondest childhood memories of going to my mom's house. We always watch the Food Network. And I do even now. But that, I loved him. He's so funny. They were up against America's Test Kitchen, Barefoot Contessa, Guy's Big Bite, The Mind of a Chef, and Trisha's Southern Kitchen. I love Trisha Yearwood. I wish she had won. She has some very simple, yet yummy, delicious dishes that she serves on her show. And I've actually tweeted some of her, reposted some of her recipes. How do you lose that word when you're talking about food? So, anyway, I just wanted to also say, because I know that some of you have been asking, the time slots that I normally do my show. Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's the norm. We're talking about making some adjustments, and of course we'll announce that. But like I said, for those of you that are coming on late, we did the show tonight at 10 p.m. because I had some personal scheduling conflicts, and then we had the daytime Emmys. So I didn't want to take away from that. You know, I could have live done my thing, but I thought that I would let everybody watch. I wasn't a big fan of the fact that they didn't broadcast the Emmys live on television, that they only did it on Periscope and Facebook Live. I didn't really agree with that. But hey, whatever works, whatever floats your boat. And I'm curious to see what the numbers are, like how the turnout was for everything. But yeah, I heard that it was a really good show, and I can't wait to go through. And I wasn't able to watch the entire thing. I had to kind of find everything out later. But I want to go through and kind of watch how everything went down. Let's see what else. I'm also going to be doing my Q&A like I always do. But since tonight is so late, I'm not going to want to do it tonight, but I will do it tomorrow. And I know I've got a lot of your questions already in my DM. And I've looked over some of them. It's really funny how, like, some people will, you know, ask about soaps or whatever, and then you just get these random ones, like, what was your first car that you ever owned? What? I'm totally willing to answer that. That's fine. But feel free to slip any questions in my DM or send them to me in a tweet. Let's see. What else? I have – this is something I want to address. People have been messaging me and asking me if I'm, like, completely done with reviewing Days of Our Lives. Yes and no. I keep up. I look through everything. My interest has kind of slipped away. I'm over at Team CBS these days, and I've made that kind of clear. I've told everybody that. And that's something that I will address at some point, but I have to obviously go through the right channels and talk about that in a more professional manner. I can't just be like, hey, this is what happened. So, yeah, I'll absolutely address a lot of your questions about why I suddenly just walked. But it wasn't anything real negative-ish. It's just business, okay? So don't worry about it. But like I said, don't worry about me switching up on the time slots. When that happens, if it happens, I'm going to announce it first. Because I know a lot of my long-term listeners have asked me, hey, like, let me know so that I can pre-plan or, you know, whatever. So, and, you know, don't feel like you're obligated to stop what you're doing. I absolutely love that you guys listen in. It makes me thrilled. But just know that you can go back and listen to it. Don't feel like you're a bad person or anything. I don't think you feel that way. But, you know, sometimes people are extremists. But anyway, like I said, we're still at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sundays. Occasionally, that will be different due to scheduling. But I am making the necessary changes to make sure that doesn't have to happen. Yikes. Also, like I said before, we have a new guest call-in number. Go ahead and save it. It's 213-943-3387. I'm going to be running some more polls this week, just kind of getting your input on different types of subjects throughout the soaps and things like that. I've come up with some really cool ones, me and Nikki have. So I always enjoy seeing what your perspective is on some things. But anyway, we're going to be cutting this one short. I thought this episode would be longer. You would think I'd have more to say, right? But I will be back next Sunday at the same time, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't think that we'll have any issues with that. So I appreciate all of you and your support, and you've all been so kind to me, and I've enjoyed you so much, and I want to continue to enjoy you. And thank you for being so understanding and patient with me as I have to kind of bounce around the times that I'm able to go on air. So again, I will see you next Sunday. We'll be at our regular time of 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, don't forget the new guest call-in number. People have been flipping out on me about it, so I'm like really trying to hammer it. 213-943-3387. I love you all, and I will see you next week. Bye.